Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio, and I want to thank you for coming back. For those that are new to the show, please check me out on just the best way to find out about me is Google me. My name is Dan Frio, D-A-N-F-R-I-O, and if you're a usual listener of 1160, you hear me all over the place. Been on here for about 13 years. So I am a mortgage broker in the Chicagoland area. What we're going to talk about today is a whole realm of things. We're going to go over the producer and myself. I'm going to ask him questions. The intent is not to stump him. Maybe I'm trying to stump him a little bit. Basically, what I'm trying to do is find some holes. And what I mean by that is I'm trying to find areas that are most questioned, or, you know, I don't know what you don't know. Here's a great situation that happened to me just recently. I had a caller. I'm getting huge reviews on YouTube. So check me out on YouTube. I have about 210 videos on there right now. And it goes through everything from conventional, FHA, VA, how to fix your credit. Do you pay off collections? Do you not pay off collections? The facts about reverse mortgages, all kind of stuff. So in the past week, I had one client call and he saw a video. So he said to me, Dan, there's probably no way that you could help me, but help me kind of so I can prep. So 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, 12 months, I can get into a home. Fast forward real quick. Within 48 hours, I had him a pre-approval and he had a contract on the table. So here's what happened. He called and said, you know, one, I'm not going to debt ratio. And I'll explain to you what a debt ratio is. The next thing he said is I have medical collections. And I was fortunate enough to work with one of the systems that you have. And I got all of my medical bills removed from two of the bureaus, but it still shows up on one. So his credit scores were in the mid to high 600s on two of the reports and in the mid 500s for the next one, because all of those medical bills showed up on that third credit report. So when you pull credit, or when we pull credit, you get three companies, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. They all give you scores. What's used is we throw out the top score, we throw out the bottom score, and we use the middle score. So in his case, we threw out that 500 middle score that had all of his medical collections. Now, those collections don't go away, but I'll elaborate that on a second. So we use his middle score. His middle score is, I'll say, 660. Good enough to get him into pretty much every program that we have. All right. So that was one big plus that we did. The next thing was, he said, well, I got all these medical collections. I know I can't buy until I get those resolved. Wrong. Medical collections in almost all cases are exempt. Everybody has them. They're easy to settle. You can basically call most of these companies and offer $1 a week and they'll accept it. So I'm not downplaying that, but just on the guidelines, the FHA, the collections for medical bills aren't looked at. They don't count against you. So thus, his credit score now is the one we're using qualifies him. The medical bills, they're not really a piece of the puzzle. So now all of his fears or all of his concerns of why he would not get approved are gone. So he said, I've been working on this for 6 months and nobody's been able to help me. Why can you? I was like, you know, maybe I'm the one that just took the time to kind of really dig in. Because if you first call and say, you know, my credit scores are bad, I have a bunch of collections and things like that, most people are going to say, you know what, I can't help you. Click. I don't do that. I try to resolve, even if I can't personally help you, what I try to do is guide you down a path of resolution somehow, some way. Okay. So I wanted to bring that up. That just happened recently. So I thought maybe this might fit home for a lot of people and thus created some questions that I'm going to have today. So George, my producer, he's on with us right now.
Hey, good
George,
evening.
What's up?
I'm not bad.
So did that make sense to you?
Yeah.
It was so cool because the guy's like, you know, and then I talked to his realtor and his realtor said, yep, I've been on hold with this guy for 6 months. And, you know, I don't know how you're doing it, but God bless you, you're doing it. And it was, we're on the path right now in the process of getting him closed.
We had something similar. We've talked in a previous episode about other people's things showing up on our reports.
And yeah.
We first started looking. And I had a buddy who worked for, say, Bank X, who had taken care of my in-laws refinance before this. But I called him and I said, hey, we want to do this. And he ran the credit and he goes, there's no way you're going to get any of this stuff off of your record. And there's no way you're going to be able to buy a house within 2 years. This is a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Known for years and years and years. And yeah, that wasn't the case. I got into it on my own.
Yeah.
I did months of my own, you know,
and then that's tough.
Got hooked up with another mortgage guy and he said, okay, you're on the right track, but this is what you got to do. And then we finally got, yeah.
It's amazing. I don't, and no offense to your buddy, I don't know if it's
not much of a buddy. Anyway.
I don't know. Are they too lazy? Do they not know?
I think he didn't know.
Okay. So that's a huge piece of this puzzle. Most of the time, you know, you do this online rocket ship company and all these places, and I'm not bashing them. They all serve a purpose. But most of the time you're getting a very newbie. They're the ones answering the phones. They're going through it. They plug it in the computer. If the computer pops back and says, yes, you're approved, you're approved.
Well, that's the way those things are designed, isn't it? So that there doesn't have to be much human.
It's no thinking. It's bam, bam, bam. Conversely, when you use those systems, and I'll be blunt right now. I've been on AM 1160 for probably about 13 years. How am I going to say this without, please give me a shot. Okay. I in most cases, probably 99% of the time, I'm going to have less fees because we basically don't even charge any, and I'll have a better rate for you. Plus, the money that I pay every month in advertising and everything goes to support the station, the ministries, and everything else that you're hearing. So, yes, I'm pleading out there. Give me a shot. Even if you say, you know what, I'm going with Quicken. God bless you. Take it. I'm going with whatever company. Please just give me a shot.
That's all I ask. Shopping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I, you know, if I can't beat it, I'll be the first one to say, you know what? Here's the bottom line. You're getting money. Get the money as cheap as you can.
Of course.
And I don't mean just the rate, but the fees. Many people get and don't. Here's the big buzzword right now. Out of pocket. So if I said to you, George, I can get you a rate at 3.99 and your only out-of-pocket expenses is $300.
Okay.
But I didn't tell you.
How much is built into the closing.
Exactly. Yeah. So what I do is there's what's called a loan estimate that goes out there. I apologize, people. We're going to be all over the board today because I'm going to ask a lot of questions and well, kind of ping a bunch of things off of
also,
people.
My ADD is in play.
Got it. So. Mine too. So there, what we have to issue to you is called a loan estimate. The page 2, top left, is going to tell you how much in origination and costs you're going to pay. I don't care about your out-of-pocket expenses. Yes, there's going to be some out-of-pocket expenses. Usually it's an appraisal. What are the non-out-of-pocket expenses? Don't be surprised if you see many of these bigger companies, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. So they might come back and say, you know, I might come back and say your rate is 4% with $500 in total fees. They're going to say, well, I can get you 3.99 with $400 on that. And there's only $400 out of pocket, but they're charging you $3,000. Which one's better? So, okay. So, where are we on these things?
Oh, who knows?
Yeah, I know. What we talked about the other day is reverse mortgages. And I had a huge conversation with a group of realtors just recently. I was invited to a conference to speak as a lender. And I quizzed some of the realtors there. And these are realtors.
This should be interesting if you quiz me, because I know virtually nothing about them.
Well, it's not only that. I'm going to ask you other questions. And again, this is no bash to realtors either. What I'm saying is, I've done this for 30 years. Use me as, this might sound corny, dad. I made mistakes. I did this, but my experience is hopefully there's no, you can't buy that experience. You can read books. Every realtor, they've taken hours of studies.
Right.
They've taken tests, federal, state, whatever test
and
they have.
And nothing has taught them more than actually going out
exactly.
and showing houses.
Right. Yep. My biggest analogy there is you can read to ride a bike till you're blue in the face. Then you go out there. I guarantee you the first time you're going to fall flat on your face. So what we're going to do is we're running out of time at this first segment. So I apologize for rambling, but hopefully we got through to you with a little bit of knowledge there. When we come back, we're going to quiz some things. We're going to quiz George on reverse mortgages, debt ratios, the difference between Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Is there any differences? And collection accounts. Should you pay them? Should you not pay them? What do you do with them? So again, this is Dan Freo, the Mortgage Update. You please check me out on the web, 1160. You're listening to 1160 right now, 1160 AM Radio Chicago. Check me out, 1160mortgage.com. I would love to hear from you. Give me a call at 630-338-1160. You will reach me personally. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Freo. We are going to now quiz my producer, George.
Yay.
You ready?
Sure.
Is there any like tunes we can hear, like a Jeopardy tune or something like that?
All right.
Bam. Okay. I'm going to ask you. I'm just going to go through some points. There is no rhyme or reason to any of this. So hopefully if you're listening, one of these or multiples of these catch your attention and you're like, he's talking to me. So if you yourself, you have a mom, dad, aunt, uncle, neighbor that's elderly, they have a house that's almost paid off and they're struggling and you know they're struggling. You walk in the house is freezing. They can't afford heat. The pantries are empty. They can't afford food.
Yeah.
They have the same clothes on day after day after day. They
right.
can't buy clothes. They can't get a loan. They can't get a loan. Their Social Security that they get is just barely enough to cover, you know, the essentials. What do they do? So this might be a deer in the headlight thing. What would you say if, and you see the ads of Fonzie and these other guys
right.
with the reverse mortgages. Do you know anything about reverse mortgages?
I'll tell you what I do know about reverse mortgages.
Go.
62 and older, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you stay in your house for as long as you are alive or capable of living in the house.
Yes.
I have no idea what happens to the house after that. I have no idea what point it plays in estate planning.
Got it.
And I also have no idea what the actual amount and how the valuation happens for what they are paid. Because a reverse mortgage pays them to live in their house.
Exactly. So I'm going to just throw a couple softballs to you.
All right.
Not softballs, but what people think.
Good at softball.
So you're the 62-year-old person. You're 75 years old.
I certainly feel like it.
You only look like 12. No, that's kind of weird.
If I shave,
20,
I look like 12.
20.
I look like I'm 20?
Yeah, no.
I'm the worst hairline on a 20-year-old ever.
So who do you maintain ownership of the home, or are you giving the home to the bank?
I would assume it's something like a trust until you die, and then the bank gets it.
Insert here. Okay. No, that's very, very, very that's the most common question or answer with everybody.
I just say that because if I were paying someone to live in their own house, I would want the house at the end.
I get you. So there's an attorney that calls me every time he has a consultation, and it's a foreclosure attorney, and we go over all the options the person has. Very commonly, it's an older person in dire needs and needs a loan, and the reverse mortgage comes up quite a bit. The attorney, I had somebody recently that was about 88 years old, and they were in a bad situation. So I said to the attorney, they only owed like $25,000 on a $200,000 home, but their taxes were past due, and everything was a wreck. So the first thing I said is, well, let's do a reverse mortgage, get them out of that, get them a monthly distribution, let them live comfortably. If their children have any respect for their parents, they don't care that there might not be any equity left in that home after the fact. But besides the point, that's what I said. And the attorney said, Dan, they're 88 years old. Let's say they live for 5-6 more years. God, hopefully they live to 100, but let's say they live 5-6 years. Why would this client give their house to the bank, live there for 3 to 5 years, pass away, and lose all of that equity because of that? I said, what are you talking about? So here's what happens with the reverse mortgage.
The foreclosure attorney, he had the same assumption that I did.
Exactly. So here is a reverse mortgage. All a reverse mortgage is an FHA loan that has an optional payment plan to it. You maintain ownership. You maintain everything about that property. When you pass, when you move, anything happens. Okay, let me ask you this question. I'll go back to this in a second. If your parents have a home, and let's say just your father is alive and his house is worth $100,000 and he owes $20,000. Your dad passes. What can you do with that home or that loan?
Well, it's going to depend on estate.
Well, just say everything's simplest.
Let's just say it's just a will. My stuff goes to my kids. No trust, no nothing.
What do you do with the house and the mortgage?
I would assume that the estate would be responsible for the mortgage.
But you would, let's say you don't want the house and you don't have any
That's
brothers
the situation
or sisters.
I'm actually in right now.
Got it. Okay.
Neither I nor my siblings want my dad's house.
Got it. Well, let's just say, here, I'll make it simple. And I apologize. I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
No,
do you have a dad? There's you,
mm-hmm.
Nobody else involved.
Okay.
Dad has a mortgage for $20,000. House is worth $100,000.
Will says everything comes to you.
Everything is yours, and you own your own house. You live somewhere else. You were married, have kids, all that stuff. So now you have dad's house with a small little mortgage on it, and it's sitting there. You don't want to rent it.
I would sell it outright.
Okay. And then
personally
pay off the mortgage.
With the sale.
You sell the house for $100,000. You owe $20,000, you pay off that, you get $80,000.
Yeah, you might have to do some code improvements or whatever in order to sell it as is, but yeah.
Exactly, with a reverse mortgage. So mom and dad has a reverse mortgage. So we're just going to change this scenario. Dad has a reverse mortgage. We get him a loan. He's never made a payment. So what I mean by the payment option is we got him a reverse mortgage for $20,000. The payment option piece is you can make payments every month. You can pay interest only. You can pay zero. You can pay $1. You can pay $1,000. You can pay anything you want if you want to pay anything. So that's the big caveat of a reverse mortgage. But we'll get back to the ownership piece.
It's like a little equity pool. So the more that you take out, the less equity you have. The more
exactly.
you pay in, the more equity you have.
But usually you can only go up to about 50, 55% of the home's value. So basically you need a lot of equity
in
the
enough.
Home. Yep. So what happens is, at the end result is, let's say they only lived 2 years, but they never made a payment. So they have a $100,000 home. We got them a $50,000 loan. They lived for 2 years, never made a payment. Now they owe $55,000. I'm just making up that number. So they pass. You then go in, sell the house. It's yours. Pay off the $55,000 loan, and you get $45,000. The house maintains in the person's ownership, I guess is the best way to put it. So no, you do not give the house over to the bank. That is the biggest reason why I think most people do not take a reverse mortgage, because they think, I'm giving my house to the bank to live here for free for a couple years, maybe, doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I get it. I wouldn't either.
That my assumption on that was simply because I have not looked into, I haven't had a need or a reason to look into this.
But it's
how hard is, as somebody who does this, like how hard is it for me, the layman, to go on the internet or to look at whatever resources and find that out? Is that clearly defined by most of these places?
I don't think so. And that's
I've never seen it. I've seen a lot of reverse mortgage stuff. I've never seen anything that says you get to keep your home, your kids get to keep your home and sell it.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. That's a great question. I have YouTube videos. I try to make a program about that every so often. But I think what happens in most cases is, as soon as I say reverse mortgage, your analogy or your thought came up. It's like, I don't want to give my house to the bank to live here for free for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10 years. I just don't. And they turn you off. So many times when I go back to that person, I said, you know, don't hang up on me yet. Let me give you one option and let me explain to you first what it is before you hang up. And I'll say reverse mortgage. The first thing out of most people's mouths, no, there's no way in the world I would ever do a reverse mortgage. So then I ask them exactly that question I asked you. And 99.9% of the time, I get that exact answer.
I'm sure. Yeah.
So that's that. Okay, so that's a reverse mortgage. If I could be of help with you, again, if you have mom, dad, aunt, uncle, neighbor, anybody, if it's yourself, and you just want to explore that option, there's no high pressure sales. I'll give you all the facts. I'll give you as much paperwork. I'll give you everything you need to know about that. Okay, so let's see. Collection accounts. You ran into this.
Yeah.
Should you, if you have a you have some collection accounts on your credit report, do you pay them?
Well, the ones that we had on our credit reports were not valid. They weren't ours.
Let's say they were yours.
They were ours. I would think the best thing to do if you're just saying, hey, I need to have a mortgage in the next year, I need to have a house bought in the next year, you're probably best off, in my estimation, calling them and saying, what's the absolute lowest settlement you can give me?
Gotcha.
Getting it done and then getting letters from them. Don't rely on them reporting. Get letters from them saying this is paid off, this is settled. Send those to the bureaus, because that's what we had to do. We had to push everything along.
Got it. Ding. Perfect. No. there's more to the
another
equation.
Buzzer coming up.
Yeah, there's more to the equation there. So, and I didn't give you enough information, so I apologize about
that's all right. That's how I live my life.
Let's say if that collection, so what happens in most cases when we run your loan through an approval system? Remember, medicals, don't worry about medicals at this time. That could be a whole nother area. A collection, it's going to depend. If you have cumulative collections over $2,000, now we have to start worrying a little bit. But if you don't, if they're 3, 4, 5 years old, don't worry about them. Don't do anything. Here's why. What's reading in the data and reading in your scores is this. It's giving the date of last activity and the coding of collection. That's it. So I'm going to leave you hanging here.
That's fine.
Come back tomorrow. We're going to go over how we're going to solve, or what we're going to do with those collections. Sorry, guys, for the teaser, but I want you to come back tomorrow. We got a ton of stuff coming up tomorrow that could be very informative to you. So I want to thank you so much for listening. Again, this is Dan Frio, The Mortgage Update. If you would, please check me out at 1160mortgage.com or give me a call. Reach me personally at 630-338-1160. God bless.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.